Dean Richards is off this week, but Cindy Perlman is with us from Las Vegas. She covers film and TV for the New York Times Wire and Las Vegas Review Journal. She's also the author of the young adult book series Ascenders. Cindy, good morning. I love watching these documentaries on the streaming channels, and there's another good one coming, isn't there?
Good morning, Bob. Well, 50 years in comedy, Axel Foley, Raw, Coming to America. Everyone gets a doc treatment these days. And next up is Eddie Murphy, one of my favorites of all time. But the cool thing is he's telling his story in his own words. And Eddie's always been notoriously private, but he's opening up his home and his personal life to something called Being Eddie on Netflix later this year. And it just goes from his meteoric rise. He was a teen stand-up comic to his years on SNL and then the movies. And it's a big year for Eddie. He's also got an upcoming Pink Panther film and Shrek 5.
Look for that on Netflix. Tell us about the new Matt Damon Ben Affleck project.
You know, screen bros again, Bob. Matt and Ben, they've been friends since they were kids. They're doing this gritty, another Netflix thing, Netflix movie, a crime thriller called The Rip, from writer-director Joe Carnahan, who's really good at that genre. The trailer dropped yesterday, and basically they're two Miami PD cops. You're not sure if they're on the good or bad side, but they discover a huge stash of cash in a bad guy's house. And then what happens to the money? Are they good or bad? And everything starts to unravel. Actually, based on a true story. And The Rip, the name of it, is cop talk for taking the bad guy's stuff, or also known as ripping it.
There's some buzz about Amazon Prime's new series called The Girlfriend. What are you hearing about this?
You know, it's already dropped on Prime. You know, in the first 5 minutes, it's one of those movies. You have Robin Wright as this mom who's giving side eye to everybody. She's a sort of a upper class gallery type of lady. And her son, the pre-med student, brings home his girlfriend. Her name is Cherry, and she's in a low-cut dress, and she's got the red lipstick, and it's one of those mom hates her at first sight, and it lapses into a murder mystery based on a 2019 novel by Michelle Francis.
Sounds like a hit. We have mentioned the Toronto Film Festival recently, and now these are movies that we are going to get to see when, Cindy?
These are movies that were for sale. So they go up to Toronto and they get bought by usually a focus, smaller film companies like that. But they're always interesting. And a few good ones that have stood out this year. Vince Vaughn, local guy from Buffalo Grove, he has The Easy Waltz, playing a faded crooner who's messed up his shot at the big time. He gets one more chance to see his name in lights after a former star, Al Pacino, takes him under his wing. So that looks fun. Also, Driver's Ed, Bobby Farelli. It's a raunchy comedy. We really need one of those these days. The guy who did Something About Mary. This is about a teenager who steals the driving instructor's car to visit his girl in college. And there's a bunch of gags, and you've got Sam Nivola. And so that looks good. This also looks good. Sacrifice, with Chris Evans, who was Captain America. He plays a movie star going through some kind of crisis, and he links up with Anna Taylor-Joy, and they hijack a charity party. So that looks fun. And finally, Dead Man's Wire, director Gus Van Sant. Anything he does is good. This is a true-life hostage drama, though, about an entrepreneur played by Bill Skarsgård, who's the clown in It, and a mortgage broker played by Al Pacino again.
Are these movies that will be coming to theaters, or are they streaming shows?
These are mostly movies being sold for theaters. So these are sort of the nice indie art house films we'll be seeing next year.
We will watch for those. Let's end with the book beat. And you're an author, and you've worked on many books. What do you like these days?
You know, I want to be Colleen Hoover when I grow up. She is a best-selling author. People are dying for her next book. She did the book It Ends With Us. We won't even get into the whole Blake Lively thing, but she wrote that book. And now she announced yesterday her new book is called Woman Down. And she plays a frustrated author who goes to one of those cabins in the woods. You should never do that. And things happen that defy reality. Who knows what that is? But she told fans it's a thriller, one of the darkest books I've ever written. And she said to her fans, thanks for being supportive and waiting for it. You got to love that.